racing horse with the speed of light, the cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. Faithful Indian companion Tonto, the masked rider of the plains, led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. The stories of his strength and courage, his daring and resourcefulness have come down to us through the generations, and nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! There's danger on the trail ahead! I am Silver! Hoy!
Two men crept stealthily through the wooded border country of Montana. Beneath their low-pulled hat brims, their hard, inscrutable eyes peered at a small cabin in a clearing thinly crusted with snow. Now and then, as they cautiously worked their way through the thick foliage of evergreen, which had shielded the woodland from the snow, a dry twig would snap. Otherwise, their sinister approach was silent.
Well, we're almost to the cabin, Buck. That's it, dead ahead.
Yeah. Keep your head behind the bushes, you fool. You want the old coot to see us?
Old Lemp won't be looking out the rear of his cabin. Gotta watch out for his dog, though.
We'll take care of him when the time comes, Fagin.
Can't be too soon to suit me. The old man's got that hound trained. He'll jump anybody who comes near the place.
I know it. Give him half a chance and he'll tear your throat.
You sure there's gold hidden in that cabin, Buck?
I tell you, there must be. Lemp was a prospector up in the Yukon region for, at least 10 years. Stands to reason he didn't come here empty-handed.
I don't know.
And haven't I seen him exchange gold for cash at the bank? Besides, even if we don't get gold, we'll accomplish our main purpose.
What's that?
We'll frame the Lone Ranger. And he'll be out of our way.
How you figuring on getting into the house without the dog seeing us?
We're through a trapdoor in the roof.
Trapdoor?
Yeah. The old man generally keeps it propped open to let more air in the place.
That sounds slick enough, Buck. How do we get on the roof?
Well, there's a tree in back with a low limb just overhanging the house. We'll just climb out on that bow and drop to the roof.
Not bad. By the time the mutt's onto the trick, we'll be in a position to take care of him.
Yeah. What's more, we won't leave any tracks for the sheriff. Except on the roof, and he'd never look there.
That's so. Here in the woods, there ain't snow, and if we make our getaway by the trapdoor, the only footprints will be those of the Lone Ranger.
And the kid that'll help us frame him.
Yeah. Here's
the tree.
Yeah. Now boost me up, and then I'll give you a hand from that bough.
Inside the cabin, old Joshua Limp was preparing the midday meal for himself and his faithful canine companion, Prince. The huge hound, whose loyalty to his master was equaled only by his hatred of outlaws whom his master feared, lay quietly before the fire, sniffing the appetizing aroma of the old man's dinner.
It makes you hungry, eh, Prince? Take it easy, old fella. I'll have your meal ready for you in a jiffy. But easy, Prince. What's the trouble, fella? Somebody coming? Yeah, I guess I'd better take a look through the window. Can't be too careful with all them outlaws on the prowl. Come on, boy. Don't see anybody. You gave me a scare, you old scoundrel. Well, I reckon I'll forgive you. Come on, let's have dinner.
Off your dog, Limp. We got your
cabin. Call him off
and
we'll riddle him.
No, don't shoot. I'll chain him.
Be quick about it.
Down, Prince. Down, old fella. It's all right. They're friends. Here, let me fasten your chain to your collar. Dog can't hurt you now.
That's showing sense.
And the more of it you show, the better off you'll be.
Where's the gold you got hidden?
Gold?
That's right. Where is it?
I haven't any.
It ain't healthy to lie, Limp.
But I...
Come on, talk fast. Gold ain't no good to you when you're dead.
You're making a mistake. There isn't any gold here.
The old man wants to play dumb, Fagin.
Maybe we ought to loosen his tongue, eh, Buck?
Yeah. Hand me that poker in the fire.
Sure.
What are you going to do?
You getting scared?
No, I...
Here's the poker, Buck. Red hot.
This'll refresh your memory, Limp.
No. I'll tell.
Make it fast.
The gold's under the floorboard in that corner.
Get it, Fagin.
Right.
It better be there, Limp, or there
it's be... there. I've always hid it there.
You should have put it in the bank. It's safer.
You're low down crooked.
I've got it. Gold.
Well, you've got what you wanted. Now get out.
We got just one more thing to do. Then you won't be bothered again. Ever.
No, don't!
A little later in the day, the Lone Ranger and Tonto headed for Old Limp's cabin in response to a rather vague message.
That's Limp's cabin just ahead, Tonto. Evidently he's home. There's smoke coming from the chimney.
Him have visitor today.
Yes. Those hoof prints in the snow lead directly to the cabin.
Oh, Silver. Who's got the fella?
Oh. Easy, big fella. Here's where the rider dismounted and walked to the door.
You wait, Kimasabe. Me look at footprint. That's strange.
Strange?
Fella leave cabin on dead run.
Oh?
Make horse get away in plenty hurry, too.
He must have had a good reason for riding away at that speed on such icy footing. That must be Prince, old Lemp's dog.
That's right.
I wonder. Tonto, look around outside the cabin.
Wind makes snowdrift back here. Nobody enter or leave cabin without make tracks.
There's something strange about this whole affair, Tonto. That message we received, for example. Just said that Lemp wanted to see us.
You think note a trick?
I don't know. The only footprints are those at the door. Here, we'll go inside. Hello. Look. Dead.
Limp murdered.
Look around. See what you can find.
You look for signs.
Steady, old fellow. We're trying to help. That's better, Prince. Find something, Tonto?
Now, you come.
What is it?
Here. You look. Look here.
Someone's pried a board loose from the floor.
Limp
may have used this space to hide money. It's empty. Someone is coming. Look out there.
Plenty horsemen come this way.
Looks like the sheriff of the posse.
Them come here.
It's
stop to look at Silver.
Be ready.
Mask! An Indian! Hoist your hand.
Don't make a move or we'll kill you.
Hey, Sheriff, look. It's old Limp. He's been shot.
Plumb through the heart. Look here.
Yeah, you two stand where you are. You murderers. You drilled a harmless old man.
Limp was dead when we got here.
You can't squeeze out of a hang noose as easy as that, mister. I came all the way from the county seat on the tip that a masked killer was nearby. With an injured partner.
Yeah, a masked man and an Indian.
Hey, Sheriff. Limp's gold's been stolen.
Well, that clinches it. I was told that you two'd be after the old man's gold. He resisted, so you shot him.
Sheriff, that's not true.
I've heard killers sing that tune too many times. I got the goods on you, and I mean to see you hang.
I suppose it's no use telling you that we found a note on my saddle.
No, it isn't.
Well, you can search us for the stolen gold.
Your partner made off with it.
My partner?
Yeah, the buckaroo whose tracks we found going away from the cabin.
Oh, I see.
As plain as a nose on Rube Johnson's face. You two killers?
Sure. It stands to reason that if three of you rode up here and one vamoosed, he took the gold with him.
When you'd looked around, you planned to join him and then divvy the loot. But we nabbed you before you could get away.
I know where them guns, mister. Come on. Come around from the back of that table and give yourself up. You see what's under that mask.
All right. Take the table.
Hey, hey,
come on, Tuttle.
Tommy, come.
Look out. They're trying to escape. Stop them. Don't let them get away.
You let us through.
Oh, I'll get you.
I'll show you.
No. Stop where you are. I'll shoot.
With this gun?
Out of my way.
Oh. Fists flailing, the Lone Ranger and Tuttle fought their way through the sheriff's men to the door. Slowly but surely, the posse fell back before the smashing blows of the masked man and the Indian. Guns were useless to them, but there was more danger of their shooting friends than their quarry. Then with lightning speed, the Lone Ranger and Tonto leaped into the saddles of their horses.
Come on, Silver! Get him up! Down!
Up or I'll rid of you!
No, you won't!
Oh, my wing! Me.
They're getting away! Shoot! Shoot him!
Let him have it, boys! Drill him down! Come on, Silver! Come on,
Silver! Yeah, bless him. We'll catch him again. And when we do, there'll be a hang noose for each of them.
Quickly leaving their pursuers behind, the Lone Ranger and Tonto rode to an arroyo and reined up.
Push over, push over,
move on the home.
We can't stay here, Tonto. The sheriff's men can trail us in the snow.
That's right.
Silver's extra long strides will be easily identified. We've got to keep out of their way to find the real killer.
Real killer go free if we get captured.
Someone tried to frame us for Lemp's murder. First by writing that message, then by sending for the sheriff.
That's right.
Tonto, we've one clue.
What, Pat?
The footprints that we saw approaching and leaving Lemp's cabin.
You think killer make tracks?
Who else could have left them?
Me know who make tracks in snow. Me know who made footprint.
You do? Then name him. Who murdered Lemp?
Tracks made by Dan.
Tonto's announcement was unbelievable. Since arriving in the high border country just south of Canada, the Lone Ranger and Tonto became acquainted with a boy of 14 named Daniel. The boy's admiration for the Lone Ranger and his loyalty had been proved on several occasions. Dan had fine qualities that interested the masked man. Tonto saw more than these qualities. He, without commenting, noted many things about the boy that stirred his imagination and made him wonder. It was incredible that Dan had killed old Lemp. The Lone Ranger couldn't believe it.
You don't believe it, do you, Tonto?
Me know Dan make tracks. But me know Dan not killer.
Tonto, the only way to establish our innocence is to show the law that someone else went to Lem's house and to produce that person. And if we do that, Dan will be accused. I know we're not the murderers. I know Dan isn't. And who is? And how did he get into the house without making tracks in the snow?
Curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. continue our story. Knowing that the long strides of Silver made it easy for the law to follow his tracks in the snow, the Lone Ranger remained in hiding until Tonto spoke to Dan. The lad, eager to help the masked man, went to a rendezvous in the woods after dark.
Someone's coming. The horse is white. It must be the Lone Ranger. Golly, to think he asked for my help.
Oh, Silver, oh boy, oh. Dan.
Right here. Here I am.
Easy, big fella. Good for you.
What can I do? I heard about you and Tonto. Everyone in town is talking about... Well...
The murder?
Yes, sir. What can I do to help prove you're innocent?
How do you know I am innocent, Dan?
Well, I know you are. That's all there is to it.
I see.
I tried to tell the sheriff that Lamp was dead when I went to his house. You hadn't been there then. There weren't any tracks in the snow. At least none to the door.
Why did you go there, Dan?
To find out about Mr. Lamp. The man told me Mr. Lamp wanted to see me. Said Mr. Lamp wanted to ask me to do some work for him.
I understand.
Well, I went there to see Mr. Lamp. He was dead. Then I hurried back to town. Oh, I'd have given anything to have been able to see you then. I looked for the sheriff, but he'd already left for town.
Have you seen him since?
Yes, sir. Told him, tried to tell him that I'd been to the house. He wouldn't pay any attention to me. Well, I guess he thought I was just saying it to shield you. He knows what I think of you.
Thanks, Dan. You said a man told you Mr. Lamp wanted to see you.
Yes.
Who told you that?
I don't know. He was a stranger. I'd never seen him before.
He might have sent you there simply to find a dead man and report it. Dan, Tonto and I have been framed for this crime. It was a mighty neat job. Well thought out.
I'd know that man if I saw him again. Wore whiskers, a beard. But he could take that off. Still, he had a habit of pulling on his right ear when he talked. That's a habit. He couldn't change that.
Good for you. You're observing.
If only the sheriff had believed my story. It's true. I went there and my tracks were the only ones. If Lamp was dead when I was there, well, it's a sure thing you couldn't have killed him.
Don't you realize that if the sheriff did believe your story, he might think you were the murderer?
I wish he would. Hang it all, I wish he'd accuse me and leave you alone. If only there was some way I could help.
You can, Dan. You're almost as observing as Tonto. I want you to work with him.
Well, you bet.
I'll stick to the woods where there isn't snow, where Silver's tracks won't show so clearly.
Well, with strides like his, it's a snap to follow him. And be sure of the horse that's being followed.
But for the time being, I will make tracks in the snow to keep the sheriff busy on the trail. While he's following me, you and Tonto will go back to Lemp's and look around.
But if you make tracks, the sheriff's men will find them.
Yes, but they'll lose them when the tracks go into the woods.
While the sheriff's men spent the next morning following the carefully planned tracks of the Lone Ranger, Tonto and Dan were able to go to the dead man's cabin. They first walked around the building studying the snow, and then approached the door where there was now a confusion of marks made by men and horses. The cabin's owner was no longer there, but the big dog Prince was still inside to be disposed of with Lemp's other property.
Hello there, Prince, old fella. Look, Tonto, he's glad to see us.
Him good dog.
Here, now down, boy. Say, I wonder if the lawman thought you had plenty of food and water.
Him make friend when Lone Ranger here.
He's a fine dog. Mr. Lamp trained him. I spent a lot of time with old Prince.
Him chained to wall when outlaw killed Lamp.
We gotta find a murderer, Tonto.
That'd be plenty hard. Me not find tracks anywhere.
Couldn't have vanished into thin air.
Maybe we find new clue here in camp.
Down my sleeve, Prince. Down now.
Oh, yeah. Him want you to follow him, Dan.
He sure is anxious about something. He acts like... Tonto. Prince saw the murder. Maybe he's trying to tell us something or show us something.
That right?
Let's follow him. Lead on, Prince. Lead on, boy. Come on, boy. Lead on.
Him want you to walk the steps.
Yeah. Now he's going upstairs.
Him take us into spare room.
Yeah, I wonder.
Stop now.
Tonto, he's looking at that trap door in the roof. What is it, Prince?
Trap door.
Well, what are you trying to say, old fella?
Here. You look here in ladder, Dan.
A piece of cloth torn by a nail.
This may be way of murder's escape.
Well, let's climb the ladder, Tonto, and have a look at the roof. Down, Prince. Down, boy. Wait till I get the trap door open. There. Come on, Tonto.
He come up. Roof give clue to get away.
Yeah, they left their footprints in the snow, Tonto. But there were two murderers.
That right.
But well, how did they get on the roof?
You look there.
A tree overhanging the roof.
Ah. That way killers come and go and not leave tracks in snow on ground.
Gosh, if it hadn't been for prints, we might never have known.
Him plenty smart dog, and them plenty smart crook.
But not so smart they can't be caught, eh, Tonto? And Prince will be the first to identify them.
Studying the ground near the tree which had afforded the killers an entrance to Lemp's cabin, Tonto's sharp eyes soon saw a faint trail in broken twigs and crushed leaves. Then he and Dan reported their findings to the Lone Ranger at his camp. As the masked man listened, a plan formed in his mind. And that afternoon, Tonto and Dan paid a visit to the sheriff's office.
Tonto and I want to talk to you, Sheriff.
Dan, wouldn't say the engine.
Ah.
Yeah, I've been looking everywhere for you, Redskin. You and this slippery mask partner of yours. You got away from me once, but it won't happen again.
You want to arrest Lamp's murderers, don't you?
Juniper, I'm arresting one of them right now.
You not arrest me?
I won't. I'll show you.
Sheriff, listen.
See here, kid. I'm not taking orders from you.
You want to capture Lamp's murderers?
You're darn tootin'. What do you think I've been chasing you and that masked man for?
We not men you want.
That's right, Sheriff.
I saw them two in Lemp's cabin soon after you were shot. Saw them with my own eyes.
Well, the killers timed it so you'd find them there, Sheriff.
We take you to killers.
What's that?
Tonto found the trail from Lemp's cabin. We can prove that they're guilty.
All right, I'll go. But if I ain't satisfied, I'll fix a hang noose for this engine and that masked man so fast it'll make their heads swim.
In a gray, weather-beaten shack some distance from town, Buck and Fagin sat at a worn table. Buck idly fingered some playing cards, but Fagin shifted nervously in his chair.
Quit beefing, Fagin. And for the last time, stop squirming in that chair. What if the law ain't caught up with the Lone Ranger and the Indian for the Lemp murder yet?
Them two spell trouble for us, Buck. I can feel it in my bones.
Yeah, your bones always were kind of sensitive, Fagin.
Just the same.
And your heart squeamish.
Oh, save it, Buck. This ain't no time for us to get tough with each other. We gotta think, and think fast.
Suppose a masked man and the Indian are free. They're being hunted, ain't they?
Yeah, but...
Well, the smart thing would be for them to head south.
Maybe you're right,
let
them
go.
I...
Nobody'd ever think to look for our tracks on the roof of Lemp's cabin. If they skip, the case will be closed.
Suppose they don't skip. Suppose they stick around and they get a lead on the real killers. Then where'll we be? Or suppose we're captured and they're captured and prove that they ain't guilty.
Oh, stop worrying.
I figure the sooner I move out of these parts, the better. Give me my share of Lemp's gold. I'm getting out.
Have it your own way.
What was that?
What?
Thought I heard a dog bite. Sounded like it might be Lemp's mutt.
You just imagined it, Fagin. Yeah, you're right. I heard it that time.
It is Lemp's hound. I know it is.
If he finds us...
He'll kill us.
He ain't finding me.
Get the gold and let's clear out.
Help me with this bag.
We should have put it in two bags. We'll have to carry it between us this way.
I'll take that gold, Fagin.
What? The Lone Ranger and the Indian.
He ain't taking me.
There we are, Buck.
Like fun. Oh, you wing me.
You not run, Fagin.
Out of my way.
Too much talk.
Money bag should tell you most of what you need to know about these two, Sheriff.
Sheriff?
Here, let me see it.
Don't let him, Buck.
Looks like your hunch was right. Lemp's name is in this gold sack.
Dog's coming here.
Yes, Fagin. The dog was a witness to the murder.
We don't know what you're talking about.
Where'd you get that gold?
It's ours.
We had it all along.
It just happens to be in an old sack Lemp owned.
Bring in the dog, Dan.
He's coming.
Look the way that dog acts. He wants to get at you.
He's a killer. Hang on to him, kid. Don't let him loose. We didn't do anything.
Fagin's right, kid.
You're lying, both of you.
Fuck that dog. You'll get us.
I confess we hang. Now, don't be a fool. They can't prove anything.
What? He's the one.
You mean Buck?
Yeah. He's the one that sent me to Lamps. He wanted me to see Lamp dead so I'd report it. He wanted you to be there, Sheriff, and the Lone Ranger was on hand. But look at him. Remember I told you he had a habit of pulling on his ear? Well, look what he's doing now.
Buck, you fool!
Well, I'll get square with you, Buck. Frame the Lone Ranger, eh? Well, I'll let this dog at you. Go on, Prince, get him.
Put me behind you, Fagin.
Oh, no, hang on to him. Don't let him loose.
No.
I'll talk. I'll tell him it was Buck he did it.
No, you rat.
Now, grab him.
He got him.
Now, just hang on to that dog. I'll let him go. I'll tell it all. It was Buck's idea. He done it. He made me help.
Sheriff, you have the confession.
If you want more evidence, look on the roof of Lem's cabin. The tracks there will fit these killers.
Steady, Prince. Quiet now, fella. Quiet, boy. It's all right.
Tracks on the roof, huh? Never thought of looking there.
You had, Sheriff. These two would have cleared out before you got them. They kept posted on what went on.
Well, Juniper Dan, you sure had me scared. I thought that dog was to be loosed to raise Hob.
I guess I couldn't have let him really off the leash. He might have turned killer dog.
You wouldn't want Prince to be a killer?
I should say not.
Dan, I told you that we might team up.
Oh, gee. When, real soon? Let me go and ask Grandma. I know she'll say it'll be all right. She'd be proud to have me work for you.
No, not yet, Dan. Not just yet. You take the dog to town. We'll find a new home for him.
But I'll see you again.
Soon, Dan. Maybe very soon.
Oh, golly, I sure hope so. Come on, Prince. Come on, old fellow.
Yeah, take care of that one. I'll rope this critter the engine knocked out.
Otto, the more I see of that boy, the more I like him.
Dan, plenty good boy. Make Tonto wonder. What you mean, you say you make him partner?
I have a feeling that Dan is going to be very close to us, Tonto. The strangest feeling I've ever had.
Oh.
Easy, big fella.
Come on, Silver.
Get him up, Scout. Get him up.
Hi-yo, Silver! Holy!
Further strange developments in the story of Daniel are to be heard in the next episode of The Lone Ranger. Why does the masked man feel an inner voice trying to speak whenever he thinks of Dan? What is the unvoiced idea that Tonto has kept a secret? Be sure to tune in the next surprising episode. Just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.